The Academy Awards air Sunday night. Almost all of the 9 films vying for Best Picture have a retro connection, whether it's the 1970s in American Hustle or the 1980s in The Wolf of Wall Street. But Lakewood author Matthew Shanacki says the iconic movie poster of that era is no longer part of Hollywood's dream factory. That's why he commissioned more than 100 artists from 20 countries to create a couple images each for his coffee table book, Alternative Movie Posters, Film Art from the Underground.
So they're doing these movie posters for cult cinema showings, for film festivals. These kind of underground designers are bringing back these old techniques of hand drawing, sometimes minimalism. Some of them work in neon. Some of them work with glow-in-the-dark ink. Some of them print on wood, for example. So they're really pushing the boundaries of what a movie poster is.
The artists reimagine classics like The Godfather, which looks like the cover for an early 60s graphic novel. Star Wars turns into a retro boxing match pitting good versus evil, while Oh Brother, Where Art Thou takes a page from early Disney cartoons like Steamboat Willie. Shanacki's dissatisfaction with today's poster stems from what he says is the focus on star power over plot.
It's kind of the dumbing down of entertainment. You definitely know if a picture has Will Smith in it because it's a huge headshot of Will Smith, but it doesn't necessarily convey what the movie's about. I think that they're kind of tossing to the side that you're actually in it for the script or the screenplay or the theme of the movie or what kind of emotion you're going to get out of it.
Although he concedes that movie stars sell tickets then and now, his book takes the stance that audiences care about more than just the actors on screen. Sometimes the story can sell a film, but the poster can also be a spoiler.
For instance, you have Bonnie and Clyde, which is a very simple poster of a car kind of forming the shape of a dollar sign, you know, with its skid tracks. The two vertical lines going through the dollar sign are bullets at the car. So it's conveying not only, you know, a slick presentation for a dollar sign, but also the theme of the movie as well.
Is that giving away the ending then?
Kind of. But, you know, a lot of these posters are done for collectors, and you know, if it is a kind of a spoiler, maybe it's more suited for a Blu-ray package or a collector's package than the original one sheet.
Some of the posters have shown up on DVDs or on soundtrack covers or published in their own right as limited edition one sheets. Some of the artists have even been commissioned to produce posters for new indie films.
As with music, indie filmmakers, you know, they don't have stars in their movies. So a lot of these indie filmmakers are using artists that are in this book to sell their movie because that's all they have to go on. They only have the trailer, reviews, and one sheets to go off of. A lot of these artists are just doing this for fun on the side. You know, they're freelance artists and they are huge moviegoers. So they're picking out their favorite movies. They weren't happy with the original poster art. They thought they could do a better job, and they are.
One artist, Federico Mancuso from Italy, has actually moved into the mainstream.
He did his own fan art for Django Unchained, Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained, and before he even saw a trailer. And he posted it on Quentin Tarantino's Facebook wall. And Quentin Tarantino actually called him about a week later to buy that poster, and he used it as a basis for the teaser poster for that movie. On one hand, you'd think that a lot of studios or directors might get upset that people are changing how their movie looks. But on the other side of the coin, a lot of these artists are being snapped up by movie studios and by these famous directors to do pieces for them.
Shanacki says it takes a special talent to boil down a 2-hour film to a single static image, be it horror, sci-fi, or comedy. Those genres, whether classic, cult, or mainstream, are all represented in the book Alternative Movie Posters, Film Art from the Underground. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Kabir Bhatia.